Hey family, it's Nitra. How are you? Welcome to another episode of NRSO Podcast. Thanks for stopping by. This is an extension of Gems of the Day, a 16-year love note to all things creative, NYC, and the world. As you know, you are always going to hear about fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cometics, and cannabis on this platform. On this global platform. Get it right. Yes. You will be interviewing people. We'll have guests from all walks of life and varying fields of interest, because I'm interested in a lot of stuff. Now, folks, as I've been telling you, this is an interactive show. I want you to talk to me, and I will definitely talk back to you. And there's so many ways that you can do it. So you can chat us up at NRSO Podcast on Twitter. You can chat room. Get in the chat room. Chat it up. Become a chat roommate at nitrasit.com/portfolio, or just go to the site and go to the portfolio page and go all the way to the bottom. Register and join the conversation. You could call in. You could call me at 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. You can call in, leave your comment. You can email me at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. Come on, give me that email. Let me hear what you have to say. Now, you know, if you contact me, everything that you say or the questions that you ask me will be for the following episode. So I drop my episodes when I get ready, keep it spontaneous, unless you guys tell me you want to hear it on a certain time and day. Other than that, I'm going to do what I want. And we're back. Hey guys, so last Thursday I was on a live, Instagram live, with Rosie Batty, Akasha Records CEO King. Chef Valentine was there, and we had a podcast outside. I took some snippets. This is me and Rosie talking about how we came to be. We basically came together on the networking platform and then found out that we had so much in common, being women in the industry, business women, women in the industry of cannabis. So it just all tied in. So here's a couple of segments of, it's about 10 minutes long, of me and Rosie and the show and us talking, and I hope you enjoy.
Don't even ask, don't even tell her what flavors you got. Just get her all of them, man. She sells them in a set bundle.
So we're here today with Rosie Batty. We're actually going to be simulcasting. Hopefully we can make this work. We're live. We're outside. The picnic is just, it's not a picnic. We're having brunch in the park. It is not a picnic. It is an elevated dining experience, all infused.
The Batty Bodega is doing brunch in the park.
I can't deal. It is fabulous. This is the first time I'm getting to see my sis after her birthday, so I bought her some gifts, and we are just here enjoying with her audience.
Yep.
It's just too much. It's just, no, not enough. We want more, a lifetime of this. So, so the show will be going on. Do we have an alternate for the music? Because now the, no. Okay. So it doesn't have to be a long segment.
That's fine.
I definitely have to edit. So, Rosie, tell us about, right. So, Rosie, tell us about what you do, who you are. My audience wants to know.
Hi, audience. I'm Rosie Batty.
Yay!
I am a edibles baker, caterer, entertainer, hostess. with the model.
Oh, the Brother Life Creek.
Mom. But most of all, I consider myself an entrepreneur and great supporter of my sisters in the weed community. Because right now is our time. And we need to support each other as best as we can. 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can to put the name out there, what they're doing. I am also the CEO of a company called the 420 Sirens, which does just that. We're about promoting, uplifting, and helping everyone, not just women, everyone that has to do with entrepreneurship and 420.
Awesome. This is why Rosie and I really click, because we understand the importance of cross-promotion. We understand the importance of working and networking together. I have this, you have that. Ooh, together,
right,
we got
we
more.
Have this. Yes.
You know, so, and there's levels, and you bring it up, and we're bringing each other up. And not a minute lost, because I was like, you know, oh my God, is she going to understand? And I've lost a lot of friendships because of my lifestyle, and I know you have. That's,
yep.
We definitely.
How about have none because of
right.
It.
So we definitely didn't meet on a commiseration. We definitely met on the networking platform, but within the networking, we started talking about how our entrepreneurship impacted our lives. And we were like, girl, you too? And we need to talk to each other. Like, find somebody that you're safe with, you know? It might not be us. It might be us. I would like it to be us because I know I can tell you stories. I worked in the industry.
Listen, and we could be like Lucy and have our little 5 cents game.
You don't really understand? You really, you know, I could work it out for you. Because you have to become something that's called Maneb when you're working in this kind of anything. Maneb is like if they praise you, wonderful. If they curse you, it's the same kind of wonderful. It's the same energy. So don't trip on either one. And then when you can just balance in the middle, you're doing your best, then you understand you're more into yourself. But yeah, we're all about lifting up businesses, people, women in general, because sisters really need to have their own bag.
Yes.
So they can, you know, call their own shots.
I'm going to take this segue right here about women in general.
Yes.
October 16th.
Yes.
October 16th. Is a very, very important Saturday and a very inspiring and moving event,
mm-hmm.
because it is Stands Against Domestic Violence.
Absolutely.
This October 16th, Lash Out, Resin with Bree, our wonderful, wonderful author, Lulu of the Devil's Playground, will be a guest speaker at this event. So I'm super, super excited to be a part of this. Hopefully, I'll drag sis out to the Stand Against Domestic Violence October 16th.
That's all sirens.
How could you not stand for that?
All sirens.
Right.
You
already know I'm coming.
These are all sirens. This
is going to
be a siren
event.
Gathering. So it's really, really going to be amazing.
Very interesting.
This Saturday, though, is also a very, very important day for a friend of ours, Mookie Mania.
Hey, Mookie.
Shout out to Mookie.
Hey, Mookie.
Shout out to Tear Ducks.
Fighting. Mookie Mania will be doing his comedy act at Laughs and Gas with 1718 Collective this Saturday. So we'll be there this Saturday with the gang.
Right, he got the laughs.
Last weekend for Math's birthday was hell of a turnout, okay? Mm. It was so, so nice. On top of the fact that I had everybody smacked on that birthday cake.
It was a packed fucking crowd.
She was smart.
And she got the crowd quiet.
She was smart.
Over half an hour.
She was smart. Wait. That's why Liz loves me, because then everybody got the munchies and went to Liz to get fed.
Y'all ever seen
everybody
Walking Dead?
That night.
Y'all ever seen the transformation
that's
episodes where, like, they get bitten and you gotta wait for a little while before they turn into zombies?
Exactly.
That's exactly what the fuck happened.
You see, but that's chefing with cannabis.
Yes.
You gotta understand. So hit them with the 8 mil and then let them glide, and then they'll have the munchies, so then you can regulate the meal throughout the night. So I've been watching Cooked with Khalees. So
yes.
I've been understanding
how it is, because my whole thing is, it took me 8 months to get this, to figure it out.
It took because, a while for me to do
Yeah, you know, because like one day I'd be like, nah, this didn't work at all. Yep. I am stressed. I want to fight. And then some days I'd be like, dude, we're going back to work after lunch. Are you kidding me? So, and then you have to find the balance in between and how you can make that work all day long.
Right. Which is why we know how much to start with the coffee in the morning, how much to put in the cinnamon roll, so that you can still be able to function. Now you know you have a certain time. If you put something else in your body, then you're definitely going to have to go night-night before you do something else.
It's science. It's science. It's science. It's science. It's science.
It's living infused, guys. I've been saying it for like, I don't know how long.
Well, now that the table is turning and people are listening, it's a good feeling.
It is a great feeling.
I'm impressed.
I'm loving it.
That's why
I'm loving the foods. I'm loving the lip gloss.
I'm loving the community. I'm loving the community. I'm loving the people that are really taking this to a level of wellness.
Stepping with cannabis. I love it.
Yeah.
Fucking
Jigbug
juice wins life again. Yes.
Love you,
he wins the internet.
That's my buddy, bro.
So
yay.
Before you jumped on, somebody had asked me.
Okay.
Love it.
Batty Booker was actually an informative collector that is going to be able to supply you with various products and merchandise, mostly handmade, all original, all authentic, and all black and brown from here and your tri-state area. You will be able to have an assortment, an array, if you will. And they're all sirens that I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. But I mentioned that each and every one of these people is a siren.
My link
so,
tree.
If you love her resin work, that's Sorry. Resin by Brie. Orders can come in for pestos at any point in time. We are also now possibly embarking on engraving
voting. It's so cool. We need to promote that. That page
alone.
So imagine
so
that
in one
stop shop.
That's where my girls from Vegas are.
CBD infused cosmetics.
Everybody who adds to the company, I'm going to start adding Resin with Free on there. There's a couple of girls I need to go
that's the That's yeah. like the first conversation we ever had. And that's when I remember I went back and then I came back to you and said, okay, I've adopted you. Because that's what
and
I'm on.
I love that. I love it. It's an all
also flower
a all empowering system.
No, but you know that wouldn't be the first thing somebody says. They say, "Oh, this is my business." That's not what you did. You were like, "This is the link tree. This is all my sisters." And I was like, "Okay, okay." She's not about the ego. She is not on the ego trip. She is all about, "Hey, this is who I'm coming with." And I was like,
I'm very proud of everybody.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So I came back to you and said, listen, I have my own little collective of sisters who just like to push each other up. And you was like, bet. Let the Wonder Twin Powers. Oh, and it was on.
And
it was on.
Since we're unleashing the debut of the new.
Okay, so I wanted to discuss Chemfest. What Chemfest is, why I'm so excited about it, why I will just talk about it to infinity to anyone who gives me eye contact. What is Chemfest? Okay, first of all, KHEMFEST.com. Go check it out. And we got to give a shout out to Brother Nasid Gifted. He's a principal out in Newark. At the Malcolm X School, big shout out, because the level of excellence coming out of the school, the level of technology, they're in STEM, you name it, they're doing it and they're thriving at it. And we know it's all because of the leadership, because out of that leadership came a platform like Chemfest. What is Chemfest? Chemfest is a cosplay platform. Which does more than that. We celebrate artists who are African-centered, of course, Afro-centered, of course, and all over the diaspora, and they're doing Afrofuturism in animation, in comics, we're just coming. The procession of the Anteru are coming back, and we're the leaders of the new school, babe. So with that being said, in our Kemet segment, I feel like I should be educating people more about what it is that I'm talking about when I'm talking about the Anteru. The Anteru are cosmic principles like gravity and the principle of water, you know, H2O. We can't breathe it. I don't care who you are, unless you have an apparatus, trying to breathe in water will hurt you. So that's what they are. They're divine principles. You see them on the walls and the friezes of ancient Kemet, and you're like, what did they mean? Did they have people with lion heads? Did they have people with hawk heads? No, they are principles. So today's first principle that I want to share with you is Amut. Amut is the great devourer of the unjust, the eater of souls, of those whose hearts prove heavier than Ma'at. So the saying goes, and that was, trust me, just a snippet. The saying goes, keep your heart as light as a feather. Living in this world and seeing atrocities, seeing this event, seeing blatant lies, seeing, oh, you name it, censorship, you name it, and you understand why you must keep your heart light. Because any one of those subjects I just spoke to you about can make someone become very anxious, very bitter, very angry, because people are suffering. But the only way that we can relieve the planet from suffering is we have to start with individual suffering. Let's appease that. Then we can go outside of ourselves and appease the planet and then humanity as a whole. So it really starts with you. And that's the Chem Minute. Check that out. Learn something really quick, right? Great. Loving it. Stay tuned for more segments of NRSO Radio Podcast. We want to give a Ma'at feather out to the thoughtful folks. And this week's Ma'at feather is going out to Brother Nasib Gifted, just for putting on that epic 7 years strong Chemfest.
Hey there, family. How are you? It's the girl, Knit Rara, with another episode of Gems by Design. So this month, new month, happy fall, it's October. What's on the list? So the list is the new moon, social media shut down. I was here for it. Shut them down. And a couple of other topics. So tune in with me as we go live tomorrow, October 6th, 2021, at noon.